can't stand losing.
We're just not
improving.
Proof in the pudding.
Don't know
what we're doing.
We can't stand losing.
Got behind the early and we solved it.
It's not our type of football.
Got behind the aim ball.
That sounds cliche. We have to
make the play. It
costs us mistakes. It costs us the game. Disappointed that we come here to win. We really did.
Man. We're still losing. Got behind the eight ball.
We're just not
improving.
And that's our downfall.
We're still losing.
Tough loss didn't go away.
Not enough today.
There's one thing
in all three phases of the game. Gotta be better. Gotta make some plays. Keep looking at the record.
It shouldn't be that way.
What am I supposed to do? Talk about how bad we are?
Just trying to give us a spark.
I'm not marked in a hole.
In a hole.
Tell me something about girl.
No.
I just missed the thrill.
Things happen, bro.
I think I'm in a dream. I might wake up.
I got no excuse.
It really.
Unfortunately, we have to beat
collectively.
We can't compete.
We jump poorly.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Yes, they're losing.
It's not our choosing. So confusing. Season 2.
And
all my sound upset. All my sound down.
There's nothing else to talk about.
Just ugly all around.
Yes, they're losing.
Good.
Right. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And we are here week 11 of the wonderful NFL season. And we like to talk about our fantasy league, our pick'ems league, and our teams in general. Just nothing but fantasy or major. Oh, fucking Christ. I'm getting tired, okay? It's nothing but football. Professional American football. And if you want to get a hold of the show, you can email us nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can tweet us at nfleasypicks on Twitter, or you can use hashtag nfleasypicks, and your tweets can be read right here on the show. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and we also have the Mop Jockey.
Fuck this, I ain't doing the goddamn show.
What did you say last week about...
I said I ain't doing this goddamn show.
When I woke up Tuesday morning to saw that they lost, I was like, oh shit, I guess Mom's not doing the show anymore.
I'm not, fuck this.
Where they?
They weren't there Monday for fucking sure.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that. And we also have FTW, who's actually, okay, he's not here right now. He has been added to the call, and he can jump on whenever he wants to. He's just working because our new recording time. He might be on next week because we also have, that'll be the day before Thanksgiving and that whole fun show that, yeah, it's going to be hell. So we might have a regular show that week next week. I know, because he might be off.
Yeah, I'm off on, I'm probably going to take Wednesday off, but yeah, probably not though. Because for me, holidays are Thursday, Friday. So it may not be Wednesday.
We did it. No, we didn't do it. We did it on Tuesday last year. We'll fiddle in somewhere. Even if we do this time that we're doing now, that could work out much better. And I can go to bed afterwards and not work. All right. Let's get into... Well, we kind of already started talking about our teams, or one of our teams, in the Monday night game. So we're gonna start there. We don't have a great format for the show. I don't have it written down. Sometimes I just wing it. Sometimes just as long as we hit all the bases, we're good. So we will start with our teams, and we got to talk about the Bengals.
Fuck the Bengals. Defensively, they played really well. I mean, they gave up one touchdown. You cannot ask much more of a team than to hold somebody to 10 points. But god damn, we got Bad Andy. We got Tyler, I can drop the fucking ball, Eifert. AJ, I'm going to hide and not even be on the field, Green. You have your two of the best running backs in the NFL. What do? You give them the ball 15 fucking times. How in the fuck do you only call 15 running plays when the game is, the score was 6-3 till halfway through the third, towards the end of the third? What the fuck? Fucking retards need to learn how to fucking call plays. Fucking jackasses.
Anything else?
Oh, and this is what the Bengals do every goddamn year. They come out and they play good in the first half, good enough to secure their spot early, and then they just fall the fuck off. So it's starting to look exactly like every other goddamn year. We're looking at probably losing two of the next four. God damn it.
I don't know. I think it's that prime time problem that they have that we've talked about for such a long time.
But I don't think it is. I think this is just their pattern. They play really well in the first half of the season and then just peter off the rest of the year. They have one of the tougher schedules going out. They've got Arizona on Sunday night, yay, and then they have St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore, I think is what their schedule is left. And they could very easily.
Who do you think they're going to lose to?
Arizona, and they're going to at least lose one of those other four, and probably two of them. They're probably going to lose to either St. Louis or Pittsburgh, or St. Louis or Cleveland or Baltimore, and I'm going to guess Pittsburgh. Fuck it. You're probably going to lose every goddamn one of them, you sorry fucks.
I don't know. I don't think they'll lose to Baltimore. They're not. I think Baltimore and St. Louis, they could possibly win.
St. Louis is really Jekyll and Hyde. It depends on the week. Yeah. Baltimore, it's not like Baltimore's losing by a lot. I called it last week. Baltimore's going to lose by two. Guess what I'm going to pick this week? Baltimore's going to lose by two. Because that's what they do. They have, like, lost every game by either two or five.
Damn. Did they win? How did they? Yeah, it was a close game. Jackson. It was a close game with the Browns.
Yeah, dude. Well, the first game of the year, they lost by three to Denver.
Who have they beaten? I know Pittsburgh was one of them.
Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh, and I think that was by a field goal.
By a field goal, and because of missed field goals by Pittsburgh.
Well, the only reason they lost to Jacksonville is because Doomerville's a fucking retard. Last play of the game, clock is running out. The ball is at, like, the 40, 45-yard line. Too far for a field goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hike the ball, got good coverage, good rush on the quarterback. Doomerville grabs fucking Broyles' fucking face mask and flings him all over the place, giving them an untimed down plus the 15 yards, putting him in field goal range. So a no-time kick to win the game.
Yep.
Baltimore.
Speaking of face masks, let's talk about the Browns. And I'm referring to...
Oh, boy, that was ugly.
I'll give credit to the player that did it. I forget his name. But he knew what he did. And I don't know whether he was proud of it or he was just like kind of like, oh, okay, I fucked up. Because he immediately, after the play was over and they threw the flag, you saw him point that direction. Like, he's like, yep, like that was me. Yep, we're going. I fucked up. Or I don't know.
Oh, no, he's probably proud of it. He's a fucking Steeler. As long as it's them doing it to others, it's okay. If somebody does it to them, oh my God, it's the worst thing ever.
Oh, I know.
Fuck the Steelers.
We lost the first game of the season because the Patriots cheated. Sure.
What about the other five games you lost?
Anyway, I did watch that game, sadly, and there was not enough alcohol for me to drink. It was kind of like what we were saying before the show started. It was the Browns being the Browns. Isaiah Crowell, what was the stat? Like negative?
I think it was negative five.
Yeah, negative five rushing yards. That's bad. And we also had another was a negative. Well, total rushing yards was only 15. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were at 60, and there's actually they kept throwing up during the game, like, the rushing stats as the game was going on, and there was a couple points where they were both negative. Like, so
that's disgusting.
Yeah. And
what happened to that, like, one of the best offensive lines in football?
I don't know, but that Steelers backup quarterback, he's going places.
Yeah. Once again, I have a choice between fucking Derek Carr and Ben Roethlisberger, and I choose the wrong one again because they tell me Roethlisberger's not playing. He comes in and fucking lights the goddamn place up. Goddamn, fuck my life.
Oh, God. And it was very, very tough to watch that game because it was like, all right, you know, I'm thinking we got the backup quarterback in there. Okay. I'm like, this could be a close game. I thought it was going to be a field goal game. I thought neither of these motherfuckers are going to be able to get in the end zone. Like, maybe they both get like one, in, if that. But it doesn't mean I'm a field goal. So I was like, okay. And then after the first series, they're like, oh, he goes down, and oh, we're going to put in Ben Roethlisberger. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I believe he broke the record for the most yards for a backup, because technically he was a backup.
Yeah, it's like, it's just like...
Fireworks!
What the hell is going on?
What's the... It's you. You're the noise. Okay. You have to... What? Sometimes you have to talk for Skype to stabilize.
Oh.
All of a sudden we heard just like, it sounded like fireworks. Wait till you hear the download.
I got 15 minutes, so.
All right. We were talking about our teams. We'll get back to some of that later, but how about your teams?
Bills look okay. Eagles can choke on balls.
So that's why they're your favorite team?
No. Better than being Brady's deflated ball.
Well, we can get in that since you're actually on the show this week. We had mentioned the bet. The bet was mentioned at the beginning of the year between the two, going from last year. Whoever won got to pick the name for the other person. And it's funny because Mop's in first place being all cocky, being Ronda Rousey. And all of a sudden, Holly Holm, or whatever the fuck her name is, FTW comes in here and fucking kicks her in the head.
Yeah. It's funny, we were playing Black Ops 3 and kept checking our phones at the same time, going, you're winning. No, you're winning. You're winning. And finally, at the end, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to be somebody's cum sock for a season.
And
don't worry, I'll get it back.
So what is it? He has to keep that till you win two?
Till next season. So we meet next season was the bet.
Or I beat your ass in the fucking playoffs coming up.
Is Shane in the playoffs?
Yeah, because he's one of the three in first place.
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was. He was right there.
No, he's 6.
He was, and then I lost last week, so.
It's 7-3 and 6-4. That's the top six spots. 3-3. As in three or 6-4.
He better make the fucking playoffs so I can fucking spank his goddamn ass.
And then very.
I won't have Teddy fucking Bridgewater's bitch ass is my quarterback.
And then very ironically, right after that, in 7th and 8th place, is Bartender and Carp, both at 5-4-1.
Okay, picks.
Alright, we're gonna, like I said earlier in the show, we don't really have a format. As long as we hit all the bases, we're good. So since Shane's here, we're gonna go with picks, since he's decided to join us this week.
Yeah, I got a few minutes, so I figured I'd jump on. I felt bad about last week. I had the night off, passed out, and then, yeah, my bad, fellas.
If you would have said something, we could have had the show earlier.
Yeah, I didn't even think, so I'm like, oh, I'll stay up till 1, because I'll probably be playing Call of Duty or something, and I was watching, I don't even remember, and I fucking fell asleep. So then I woke up, it was 3 in the morning, and I'm like, shit.
I love that show. I don't remember. Yep.
I don't fucking know. It's stupid on that.
All right, we'll start with our Thursday night game with the god-awful uniforms. One more so than the other, the 2-7 Tennessee Titans at the 3-6 cut-awful uniforms of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You mean the Jacksonville Gold Dust?
Oh, yeah. God, those things are hideous.
I was going to say, do you want me to pick?
Yeah, pick.
Fucking yep. Jacksonville.
Yep, Jacksonville.
Yep, I'm going to go Jacksonville too. Let me see. So I haven't even really made picks. I just have all the favorites picked right now. So that's what I always do. Got the 7-2 Denver Broncos at the 4-5 Chicago Bears. The Bears are a 1-point favorite, and picks are at 51% and 49% in the favor of the Chicago Bears. I am going to pray to Ditka that Langford can keep this up, and he's the new Forte. Because I think he's the future with the Bears, so I'm going to pick the Bears. And no, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears on this one.
Yeah, I need Forte to come back badly. But no, I'm going to take Denver, dude. No.
All right, Browns don't play. They're on bye.
Say they win.
And we have an official new starting quarterback.
Well, same one it's been.
As you know by the intro of the show, it's Johnny Manziel.
Are you really going to fucking play another goddamn Johnny Manziel song?
Another one.
You did it when Cleveland was playing Cincinnati, the fucking stupid rap fucking clip song.
What do you mean another one?
I thought there was a couple Johnny Manziel songs out there besides the clip one, but maybe I'm wrong.
So you're going to play the exact same one as you did 2 weeks ago?
Maybe. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, we're going to play the Hootie.
No, better than that goddamn Johnny Manziel shit.
One loss.
I've already bitched enough about that game.
All right. Still gonna crack me up. So let's jump to the Monday night game. The 5-4 Buffalo Bills at the 9-0 New England Patriots. Yeah, I'm going with the Patriots.
Yeah, I got to go with the Patriots.
Patriots are a 7-point favorite too.
Yeah, I would take Patriots plus them 7 points.
Yeah, because you're deflated balls.
Did you guys really think that was going to insult me? Really?
Well, I couldn't really think of anything, and I'm like, all right, help me out.
What's going to insult you?
Yeah. Not there ain't a whole lot.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm like. No, you know what you should have did?
What?
You should have called him, like, the team name should have been, like, Deep Dish Dave's best friend.
Oh, hell yeah.
We play every game. We play, you know, game by game. No comment on that statement.
So you're just like, we're on to
Cincinnati. We're on to Cincinnati.
No, it's like your next team, your next, we're on to the embarrassing cunts.
Yeah. But that was his actual quote, is more on, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. All right. Speaking of which, let's move on to Cincinnati. The 8-1 Cincinnati Bengals at the 7-2 Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are a 4-point favorite. I mean, this is an East Coast team going the West Coast. I'm going with Arizona.
I don't know. I think Cincinnati's going to bounce back. I'm picking Cincinnati.
Give me Arizona plus the 7 or minus the, no, is it minus the 4? Minus 4. Give me Arizona and all the fucking points you want to put on it.
That's 3 televised games in a row for the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think there's one more coming up, too. It might be Pittsburgh.
Monday night game?
I don't think so. It's either Monday or Thursday. It's not the Sunday night, I don't think.
I thought they had it set up to where everybody has one Thursday night game.
Yeah,
I didn't think there was enough room for overlap.
Well, there's 17 weeks unless they don't have 1 week. I don't remember.
They don't count the first week, and they don't count Thanksgiving.
So it could be Monday night, then. Whatever. They're going to lose.
I think they don't count Thursday night. I got to double check that. Because the Thursday night game next week is Packers and Bears, and that's a divisional game, so I don't know what they're
Is that doing. The Thursday night game or the day game?
Cause I think it's a Thursday night game because they're making a big deal about retiring somebody's number.
Yeah, I always thought the Packers played during the day on Thursday. I thought it was always the Packers and the Cowboys. No,
they alternate.
Well, I think it's always been the Cowboys because Jerry Jones agreed to it somehow. So, you know, he finagled a way to play every single year on Thanksgiving.
10-4. All right, we gotta go because my boss is calling me.
Okay, you're done.
If we can wrap these picks up real quick, I can do them and then I gotta go.
Okay, well, we'll start back at the top because I think I got everybody's team. The 4-5 Indianapolis Colts at the 6-3 Atlanta Falcons. Falcons are a 6-point favorite. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta at home.
The 2-7 Detroit Lions hosting the 4-5 Oakland Raiders. Raiders are a 2-point favorite. Ugh. I'm going to go with an upset. I'm going to go to Detroit.
Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. Come on now.
No. We all know about their win this past week. We'll get to that. The 2-7 Dallas Cowboys at the 4-5 Miami Dolphins. No favorites. I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins because the Dallas Cowboys suck.
I know Romo's supposed to be coming back, but I'm still picking Miami.
Yeah, as long as Romo's playing, I'm taking Dallas.
I'm going to go Miami right now until they make the official announcement. All right. This is the one I missed. The 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 4-5 Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are a 6-point favorite. Yeah, let's hope. I'm going Philly.
I'm going Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Philly. Come on.
Yeah, come on. They suck.
The 4-5 Washington Redskins at the 9-0 Carolina Panthers. Panthers are a 7-point favorite. I like that. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Carolina.
Carolina.
The 4-5 St. Louis Rams at the 2-7 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens are a 1.5-point favorite. And I don't know what we talked about. I think before we started recording, I can't remember now. Baltimore always loses by 2, so I'm going to go St. Louis.
Yeah, St. Louis.
St. Louis wins by 2 again.
The 5-4 New York Jets at the 4-5 Houston Texans. The favorites are off for this one. And I'm going to go with the Jets, who are going to beat the new Brandon Whedon Houston Texans.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, give me the Jets. Fuck Houston.
The 2-7 San Diego Chargers hosting the 4-5 Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. Kind of a toss-up game for me. I'm going to go KC.
Yeah, Kansas City.
KC all day.
And what should be an actual televised game, the 6-3 Green Bay Packers at the 7-2 Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are 1-point favorite. I have to... If they lose this time, I won't do this for a while. I'm going Green Bay.
I'm gonna go with Minnesota. I like how they're playing.
Give me the division leading Minnesota Vikings.
Exactly.
Well, that can change. And the it's horrible. The 3-6 San Francisco 49ers at the 4-5 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 13-point favorite. Winning in the pick spread of actual people picking 97-3%. Yeah. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Seattle.
Seabirds.
And that would be that concludes the picks portion of the show. And any final thoughts, FTW, before you go?
Fuck Philadelphia and fuck you guys. No, I'm kidding. Just glad I could call in and help out a little bit. So I'll try to do this every week now until I get on days, but I'm waiting a little bit for that.
You call that help?
Maybe you can free up a little time on a Saturday so we can record Anything Goes, because we are not doing Sunday anymore.
Yeah, no, I figured, because you guys are on, schedules are different than mine, so I'll think of something. I know this Saturday I'm busy, but we'll see.
That's fine.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, where were we?
Bitching about the Bengals?
Browns?
Oh, yeah. No. I do want to add one more thing about the Bengals game, though. You kind of should have seen it coming. Romeo Crennel was their fucking defensive coordinator, who was Cleveland's old coach and played against the Bengals a bunch. Brian Hoyer's played against the Bengals a bunch. Jonathan Joseph was a former Bengal.
Here's what I was thinking too.
I should have seen it coming.
Hoyer's the one that beat them last year in the Thursday night. Well, I mean, it was the whole team and the Browns, whatever, but Hoyer had a crazy good game.
I believe his record was 2-0 against the Bengals, like in his starts.
Could be.
So now he's, I guess, technically 3-0?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
All right. Going back to that game, the Browns game, it sucked watching, but I'm happy Manziel did as well as he did. He is the now the starting quarterback. It's interesting to listen to the sports talk radio all the time now. Like, I listened on my way to work and on my way back home. There was kind of a celebration when he was announced on the one show I was listening to, like, afterwards. And then today, it was just kind of like piecing, like, certain things apart. Like, they're kind of mad that he's going back to Texas this weekend or something. I'm thinking, well, he's got family down there.
So yeah, that's where he's from. It's his bye week. Why do people act so fucking stupid?
Well, they were trying to say, like, oh, he should stay in the facility and do this and that. It's the other thing, actually, that happened the other day, around the time they announced that Manziel would start, it was announced that the NFL is not going to punish him. Because there's nothing to punish him for right now.
Yeah, technically he didn't break a law.
Yeah, so didn't break a law. There's no proof of anything. And I don't know what statement, like, the NFL got from his girlfriend, but it was... Who knows? Could have been like, well, I said this and that. It really wasn't, blah, blah, blah. But there's nothing to punish it for.
It was a couple having a fucking argument.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. And for anybody that wants to bitch that he's taking and going home on his off time, every one of you motherfuckers that want to bitch about it, when you're not working at your job, I want you to show up at your fucking work and stay there. Why? Just because you expect other people to do it. Fuck you people.
But it's interesting that, I mean, I'm happy for him. He's really been a pretty okay guy. Like compared to like his off the field stuff last year, ever since, let's say the draft or whatever, the only two hiccups he had that I can think of was the one where he threw a water bottle at the one guy. And we talked about that, and the incident with his girlfriend. That's been it.
Yeah. I mean, his on the field's got a lot of work. But his off the field, I mean, we've all gotten into arguments with our girlfriends. sometimes cops get involved. It happens. Fucking shut up about it. Move on. It evidently isn't that big of a problem.
I think he's actually doing better on the field.
Shows signs sometimes, and then he does, you know, Brown stuff.
He hasn't played that much. What are you talking about?
It was, what, 3 games now?
This year?
No, it's 5, ain't it?
He finished up for...
Hoyer twice.
I wasn't even counting those. I was thinking this year. Last year was just a small sample size, and he wasn't...
I kind of have forgotten about last year, because I think that was... My understanding is he was thrown out there, didn't understand the playbook, didn't have any idea what he was supposed to be doing, and they just, I guess, threw him to the fucking wolves and said, here, rookie, go at it. So I don't really count last year. I mean, at least this year, he understands what he's semi-doing.
This year, well, just look at some of the games. He stepped in for McCown after he got injured. He didn't do so hot. I don't know what it was, but the next week against the Titans, he did really well. He had at least every time he coughed it up, either him or someone else was able to jump on it, so there wasn't as many turnover problems. And then he only had one interception against the Steelers. He had the yards, which was good. That it's something for him to build on.
Yeah, I've actually been really surprised with how well the Browns have played offensively this year. McCown was doing really freaking well before he got injured too. So I mean, they've been actually a lot better than I thought they would be on offense. Not as way worse than I thought they'd be on defense, but.
But yeah, then let's move on to the Bears. I'm being very impressed by them. I've now, like, I think about a month ago, I was like, oh my god, Packers and the Bears on Thanksgiving, this is gonna suck. I can't even describe it. But as bad as the Packers have been playing, and as good as the Bears have been playing, makes me go, oh, this might be a better game than I thought. I'm not saying the Bears are gonna win. I mean, I'm gonna pick them, but... I'm not saying that right now that they are definitely going to win, but this looks like a better game, and the Bears are coming together. I don't think the defense is necessarily there, but that offense, especially with Langford, there's something special there. And we don't really we still have a first-round draft pick wide receiver sitting on the sideline. And I'm not complaining, I'm just saying we still have that. Mop, if you're talking, you're on mute.
Goddamn, Derek, I finally got back to it. But what the fuck? I'd hit a button and couldn't find my fucking screen to unmute myself. No, I actually think the fucking Chicago's actually been really good. Cutler has been, ever since he's come back from his injury, has been freaking really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but if Forte comes back, he's a better running back than Langford. I mean, he may not.
He is, but he's also in the final year of his contract.
Which most guys in the final year are going to play better. You know what I'm saying? Most guys try harder in their final game, their final year. Because
they're playing to try out for other teams, basically. But it all depends on what Chicago wants. If they want Forte long term, then they're going to play him. If they're looking at Langford and going, you know, he shows promise to be the next Matt Forte. We're not going to have to pay him as much. Why don't we just go with him?
Because you can't let a guy as talented as Forte just sit on your bench. Especially not when, I mean, technically they're not out of it. They're technically still playing with a wild card race.
I'm actually getting up the standings right now just to see where everybody...
I mean, I think Seattle at 4-5 is still in the playoff race. Because, I mean, if Atlanta doesn't fix their shit, you know...
I forgot that NFL, actually, they should still have it up. They keep the NFL playoff picture. I got to keep that bookmark. And it'll tell you exactly what the playoffs would look like if it ended right now and who's still in the hunt and all that stuff.
Yeah, right now it'd be Atlanta and Green Bay as wild cards. But, I mean, do we really think Atlanta's going to hold on the way they've played? And they're right there in the mix with Seattle and Philly and...
They're still technically, well, they're in the hunt. They're not wild card right now.
No, they're not in there yet, but Atlanta looks like they're going to fall off like a rocket. So that's going to leave that one spot. I mean, we got to figure Green Bay and Minnesota are probably going to take the division in one of the wild cards. It leaves that last wild card spot up in the air. I mean, Seattle's not playing well. St. Louis is not playing well. Philly, fucking Philly.
Bears, if the Bears win this week, they will match the win record that I predicted them to have.
They've been a lot better. Defensively, I think they've been miles better than they were last year. I'm not exactly sure what changed there, but, man, they have played so much better on defense. They aren't the laughing stock that they were last year on defense.
God, the number one seed right now in the NFC is the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they're undefeated.
Yeah, it's just that sentence.
I really have a hard time saying that they're the best team in the NFC, though. Undefeated or not, I think Arizona's better. I think Green Bay wants, well, if one of their receivers figures out how to, you know, beat man coverage, they're far better. You might even say Seattle might be better. I think Carolina's got like the easiest schedule going out too.
Oh, look at that. The Bengals are the second seed.
Huh. Yeah, they were the second seed before too.
Yeah. If the playoffs were to happen right now, here's your wild card matchups. The Bills and the Broncos, the Steelers and the Colts. Good God, that would be an awful game. The Falcons and the Vikings and the Packers and the Giants. But there's still a lot more football to play, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
One of your, well, your two, because it's all going to depend on, yeah, the Falcons. That might be the only team that moves in the NFC.
NFC, maybe, yeah.
Because you look at the two wild cards, the people that are in first place in their division are the Panthers and the Vikings. Well, the Packers might move up. That there might be some shuffling between those two teams, but the Bears would have to make a massive run, and the other two would have to lose, obviously, like at least two more games at this point.
And it's not like Minnesota is. That's not. They really haven't beat anybody. I mean, they've beat the Oaklands and the San Diegos and teams like that, and that's how they've gotten to the set. What was it, 7-2? So they still have to play Green Bay twice, I believe. They still have to play Chicago. They've got a pretty rough road to go to get to the end. So it's very possible they could lose three or four of the next, what, six?
Possibly. All right. Talked about the Bears. On a long, long-ass tangent. Going back to Forte, I just think it just depends on how they feel about him. Like I said before, I mean, yeah, the playoff thing I think matters too, but they're technically still in the hunt, but how realistic are they in the hunt? Like, for example, technically the Browns are still in it, but they are the 16th seed right now.
Yeah, but the Browns have a lot of people to jump, and I don't think Chicago has that many.
The Bears are currently the 12th seed, but they're also in a 6-way tie with the Redskins, Buccaneers, Rams, Seahawks, and Eagles, all with the same. But then again, they have to get above either what the Falcons are at, like they have to completely tank, or they have to get above the Vikings or Packers, whoever's in second place in that division. Or at least get up to even to where they can both get the wild card spot.
Well, I mean, you're looking at like 9-7 being a contender for the wild card, and that's very doable right now for the Bears.
9-7?
Yeah, I think that'll be a contender for. It may not win the wild card, but it's going to be a contender for it.
We'll see. I'll be hell. Like I said, if the Bears win this week, that's the five wins that I predicted. Granted, they should probably go above that, but when I was on Macho Man Radio and I said five, I was like, yeah, some of those wins might be charity. And one of the other hosts of the show, who's a Packers fan, he was like, yeah, like there has to be some charity wins in there. So they got five and the season isn't even over.
Yeah, they're having a really good season.
Well, I don't know if it's like good season. They have a good comeback.
Well, okay, for what you expected, they're having a very good season.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the Titans?
We can for a minute. I mean, you know, they held with Carolina for a good portion of that game. It's just, you know, Carolina's really good. I mean, they have a really good defense. You know, it kind of is what it is. They didn't get much of a running game going. They lost another receiver. I think he broke his ankle. It's a young team that needs to grow still.
I think that's all of our teams.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's all four of them, I believe.
All right, we'll get into the Pick'ems League, the main reason why we do the show, kind of, and how everybody did. All right, everybody got – this is such a horrible, horrible week. Everybody got Carolina. Everybody got New England right. Everybody got Cincinnati wrong. everybody got Green Bay wrong. And then the rest are just a clusterfuck. One thing that we've mentioned on the show, at least when I do picks, it's like, all right, I pick all the favorites first, and then I go through one by one and figure out what underdogs can get wins. Because that's a mathematical way of doing it. Because we've noticed there's like at least four underdogs that win per week, or about three to five is a good range. Only four favorites won this past week.
Yeah, it seems like they've done this earlier this year too, where a bunch of underdogs won.
I'd have to look it up, but I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, me either. yeah.
Though we had Karp was the only one to pick Miami over Philly. Mop was the only one to pick Kansas City over Denver. Miguel and MJR were the only ones to pick Chicago over St. Louis.
Yeah, that was. To me, that one in the Washington-New Orleans was the two biggest surprises for me. For Chicago to go into St. Louis and win, that's a pretty big deal. I mean, St. Louis is a really good team at home.
And, all right, I'm going to just kind of forget about Brian because he's pretty much said fuck it this year. We're going to try to keep track of when he falls off every year, but it was fun having you. And at the bottom of the list, we have Double A with three correct. We have Mart and Bartender, both with four correct, MJR, GBL, Wayne, DRG, and Ant all with five correct, Shane, Miguel, and myself with six, and Best of the Week with seven correct, Atai, Mop Jockey, and Carp.
Yay!
The standings have been jumbled, a little jumbling, but it seems to be a little bit closer in the top half. In last place, you have the Arkham Knights. You have Shane with 70 correct. 12th place, Bartender with 71 correct. 11th place, MJR with 77 correct. 10th place, Miguel with 78 correct. In 9th place, DRG with 84. 8th place, tie for 7th, myself and Ant with 85. GBL is at 6th place with 86. Carp is in 5th place at 87. A tie for 3rd is Mop and Double A at 88. In 2nd place is Wayne with 89. And still in 1st place, holding on by one, is Mart with 90.
I'm creeping my way up there.
Me too. Like I said, the top 8 spots are within 5.
I mean, especially when you consider, was it 2 weeks ago I was in 6th? Now I'm up to 3rd. So in another 2 weeks, I should be in 1st, right?
If you do the math like that, but that's not necessarily right.
Oh, no. That's how math works.
Okay, Scott Kleiner.
I didn't say 333.3%.
All right. The Fantasy League, we have in 14th place, Tebow Liz at 0-10. In 13th place, The Beast Incarnate at 2-8. 12th place, Twisted Savages at 4-6. 11th place, The Embarrassing Cunts at 4-6. 10th place, Pin Me Pay Me at 5-5. 9th place, Boobs at 5-5. 8th place, Carp's Tip Top Team, 5-4-1. 7th place, Bartender, 5-4-1. 6th place, Nickel D at 6-4. 5th place, hashtag Cancel the NFL Network at 6-4. 4th place, Plan B at 6-4. 3rd place, The American Males at 7-3. 2nd place, Die Crocky Die, 7-3. And 1st place, our new 1st place, not really, but the Brady's Deflated Ball.
Yeah, I couldn't use balls. It wouldn't let me. I'm pretty sure that's why it wouldn't let me use, because I tried it, Brady's Deflated Balls too, and it didn't work. He wanted Tom Brady's Deflated Balls, but it wouldn't take it, and I think it's because of the word balls.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to spank Shane's ass when we meet in the playoffs.
That could be very interesting. What if you get knocked out first?
That it's called fantasy for a reason.
Actually, let's see what the playoffs. Do they have the playoffs? We're only doing top 4.
Ooh, yeah, we might want to change that for next year too, with this many teams in.
I can still change it right now, I think.
Usually, once you start, you can't. I don't think you can change those things.
I'm going to look into it right now because let me see. Keepers, trash. That's draft. Can't do draft management. Just the playoffs. League settings, scoring settings, keeper status, invite, publish, edit. Maybe it's with the normal. I bet you it's with like the normal settings. Not commissioner's note, not league name, not waiver, edit league settings. Yep, I can change it right now. I always do to week 16, so we want the most possible. Judy, no, we're not going to do two-week championship. No, fuck that. So we're going to go 8 teams, Judy 6.
Either or. It's just four doesn't seem like enough. Although if you do 6, the top 2 seeds will get a bye.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I want to do. I don't like that. I like how we do it in the WR League. And that is the new setup. I mean, people can't be pissed. It's a free league, so it's not like I'm robbing anybody of money except Bob.
How are you robbing me of money?
I don't know, because you like winning and you'd be pissed.
Oh, I'm not going to get that pissed. Come on now.
All right, the playoff pitcher right now has Brady's deflated balls on a bye week. Plan B and hashtag Hands on the Valid Network in a game. A rematch of this past week's game. The American Male is going up against a Nickel D, and Dichronicky Die is obviously the second seed, and he'd get a bye. But a lot can change, especially with how close everybody is.
Yeah, not that much is going to change. Number one will still be number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but somebody else might be number one.
No, I'm pretty sure. Number one is going to stay number one. Number one's been number one all year. Why would that change now?
Mm-hmm. You weren't number one the whole year.
No, because I think I lost week one, but week two I was tied for the lead.
I don't know. Anyway, let me see. Since we're going in such a crazy order, we got everything except for the hashtag huddle.
Yeah, let's do this because I got to get to work.
No, I got to edit this, get to bed, and publish another show. Oh, we'll go with the one email. Fuck you, Andy. And he says, what is your guys' thoughts on the J.J. Watt comment? J.J. Watt with his comment being, our goal was to come out here and make the Red Rifle look like the Red Ryder BB gun, and I think we did that. And Andy Dalton's response was, I'm disappointed in him. The integrity of this game, I have a... You know, the integrity of this game. I wish I had the sound clip. I should look it up. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a really good player. There's a lot of kids and a lot of people who look up to him. For him to make comments like that, he's showing that it's acceptable to do that kind of stuff, to say that kind of stuff. It's disappointing for one of the best players in this league to come out and say something like that. That's all I'm going to say about that. I think JJ is a good player, but if for him to be one of the best in this league and to show that integrity and to show that type of ... it shows what he's about, which is disappointing. And he goes on, says, FYI, Dalton, just wait for the names you will be called during the game now, LOL. Thanks for reading my email, and that has been my Nickel D Thought of the Week, AA. I think, which I don't know a lot of this, something I just heard today. I think I know I heard it would be my this morning, and then they were talking about a PTI yesterday. And it seems like maybe Dalton didn't hear the full thing. Like, it almost sounds like, I know JJ watched it. It was like right after the game interview. And then was it mentioned in like the post game press conference?
I'm not real sure where it was said. It probably was the post game press conference, but, yeah. And I'm sure he didn't hear it. I'm sure he's catching some fucking reporter walked up to him and said, can you believe he called you the Red Rocket BB or the Red Rider BB gun? It's fucking Andy Dalton needs to stop being a little bitch. Fucking man up. He easily could have ended this with 8 wins. How many do they have?
Well, he could have, but at the same time, dude, this is the way I look at it. Like, I think he wasn't given the whole... I mean, granted, that was the whole quote right there. But, there was more after it from J.J. Watt, and he actually said, like, how good and the Bengals are and all that kind of stuff. But that was probably... I don't think that was presented to him, so...
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it. The fucking slimy little sports reporters don't... They're not going to give you. They're going to give it what's going to get the best reaction out of you, and that's what they did. They're reporters and lawyers are just slimy, disgusting people.
Yeah, and they got a quick reaction out of them. That there's nothing.
Oh, that's what they want. That's what they shoot for.
But I think he could have. I think Dalton could have handled a little better. I think Watt was just messing around. I mean, he is called the Red Rifle, right?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. He's a piece of shit, is what I call him.
If he's called that, he's basically... I mean, that's a good analogy.
Well, I don't think he calls himself that. I think the fucking writers call him that.
Yeah, but it's just a play on words.
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
You know what would have been a great comeback? I'll shoot your eye out, kid. Or, like, I'll still shoot your eye out, kid.
That would have been fucking hilarious. But Dalton's not. I got a feeling Dalton doesn't have much of a sense of humor.
It could be one of those things, and it's something that kind of a different conversation I got in today. I think it's like people love winning, but they hate losing. I mean, that's common, but I think if you're in the sports world, maybe you should take losing a little bit different. Like,
you're talking about highly driven, egocentric people. So losing to them is the end of their world.
I wish some of them would do it with like their head held high more.
Yeah, but that's not what egotistical people do.
You should just move on to Cincinnati.
Moving on to Cincinnati. We're moving on to Cincinnati.
Actually, I hate saying this. I made a comment on Facebook basically saying I don't think Ronda Rousey is that female role model that they say little girls should have because of how she acted when she came back to America. She was covering her face and everything. I'm thinking, you had one loss. You're still like one of the greatest. Most people still love you. And why don't you just show these girls, like, you know what? This is how I look. I'm going to come back. This is what defeat looks like. I want it everywhere, so we all know it, and I could fight against it. But she chose to cover her face. But this comes full circle to football. Do you know who is probably a great sports role model?
Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's one. But coming from me, Richard Sherman.
I love Richard Sherman, too. I really do.
I mean, I hated how much he would talk shit, but what did he do after losing in the Super Bowl?
He talked.
Oh, no. It was those. He took, like, pictures, like, with Tom Brady, where he was, like, I don't know, like, kneeling down to him or something type thing. Fresh in the game. Like, it seemed like that might have been, like, right as, like, the game was over or during one of the kneels. So it was him basically saying, you know what, I talked a lot of shit, but we were bested. I'm going to show you this respect for as much shit talk he does. I mean, granted, I know there's that meme out there of his face when they lost. I mean, when the interception happened, which is one of my favorite things ever. But he still held losing with class because the way I would look at it, we won last year.
Well, but
and if I was being his mind, I'd be like, we're going to win next year. We didn't win this one. We're going to learn from this. We're going to win next year.
You also got to figure that's a big part of his game is the mental side of it. He talks shit to get you pissed off so that you don't play at the top of your game. You're thinking about something other than the game of football. That's part of his strategy, and that's part of what makes him as good as he is. He gets in your fucking head. Sherman's not a stupid person. Dude, he went to fucking Stanford. It ain't easy to get into Stanford. You can't be an idiot and get into Stanford. So, dude's smart. He's probably an arrogant fuck like all of them, but he's less asshole than he is statistic or tactician.
He has more humility than most.
I can agree with that.
He's braggadocious when he wins, but when he loses, he's not about running in the corner.
But I also wonder how much of that braggadocious is an act.
I said run in the corner. Get it? Corner.
No, I don't get it.
He's a corner.
Oh, I didn't even put that there. Whatever.
I said it, and then I was like, huh, corner. All right. Oh, tweets. We got tweets. Tweets, tweets, tweets. As I was getting ready to almost end the show. We don't have a lot, thank God. Praise be to Allah.
Oh, and can I say how much I love Cam Newton, too?
Why?
He just seems like he has grown up so much and does so much for the community. Okay, like, during the Titans game, I think it was a tight end or something, caught a touchdown pass, and he went out, you know, the guy spiked it or whatever. He grabbed the ball, gave it to the tight end, and had, you know, told the tight end to go give it to a kid. And I think he scored one, and there was, like, four little kids standing there, and there was this one little girl that wasn't really reaching, you know what I'm saying? You have the reach down for the ball. She really wasn't reaching down, but, you know, he picked her out and gave it to her. Dude, I got so much respect for him.
I get it. All right. Tweets. Tweets, 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 tweets. We don't have a lot. Like I said, thank God. And we start with Ant. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. New Orleans quite possibly has the worst defense I have ever seen. I feel sorry for at the Rebel Trucker.
Rob Ryan? No. One of the fucking Ryan boys. If his name wasn't fucking Ryan, he wouldn't be a coaching anywhere. I mean, let's just face it.
He did really good in Cleveland the year he was here, or however long he was here.
And if I remember right, though, the year after they did really good, too. So it was the talent that made him look good.
I don't know. Another one from Anth. The Browns can't beat a cripple. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, I mean, he did have a, what, torn tendon in his foot or some shit?
Which cripple are we talking about?
Ben.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good backup. I think there's a, I think he could possibly win a Super Bowl someday.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Hope he don't win another one. Course, and he did this after the game. Andy, go Bears. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Well, it's always easy to fucking do that after the game's over.
Yeah, he doesn't do it at the beginning anymore, because if it's not going to be read, he's not going to tweet it. Because I noticed that, I'm like, oh, Andy hasn't sent his pregame one. And then after they won, I had seen it. I'm like, really, Andy?
So he's not a real fan. You could say he's an Iowan of a fan.
Another one from Ant. So Detroit trying their hardest to lose there. What was that last 2 minutes about? Green Bay 6-0, now 0-3. Ha 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 ha. Hashtag Athletes Picks.
Yeah, dude, that dude has not missed. Was it Prater? Not Wooden Prater. I can't remember the kicker for Detroit's name. Has not missed a field goal all year. And he proceeded to miss, what was it, three extra points? But still hasn't missed a field goal all year. Nobody wanted to win that fucking game.
I thought that the Packers were going to win it there at the end. Like, I didn't get to watch any clips from it, but I was like following the score, especially like it was a baseball game. When I was the halftime of the Browns game, when they went to that, it was just bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good game.
It was one of those things where they just go, okay, hey, here's the score. There's no highlights to show you,
because there wasn't.
There wasn't. It's just, oh, and you know, then the Lions went up. I'm like, all right, this is crazy. And then I was getting close to the end of the game. And then that guy, Green Bay, starts coming back. I'm like, all right. And the Lions pull ahead a little bit. And then it was like, Packers scored a touchdown. And then when they were talking about whatever game I was watching, I think that's when I was watching the New England game. They were like, yeah, and Green Bay just recovered an onside kick too. And I'm like, oh, there it is. I'm thinking like the NFC Championship game. Like, this is their turn of redemption, even though it's not against the Seahawks. I'm like, all right, this is what's going to happen. Okay. And then the Lions fucking won. I actually pulled up that they had spiked the ball. I forget wherever they got it, and they spiked the ball. And I'm like, all right, yep, this is it. Yep, they're going to get the final second win. It's going to be great, blah, blah, blah. Well, great for them. And then they fucking got blocked. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just like the New England game. When Tom Brady got the ball back, I believe it was the New England game. When he got the ball back with like a minute and a half to go and they were down, I'm sitting there like, yeah, Tom Brady's going to win this fucking game. The same thing with Pittsburgh or Green Bay. I could have swore Green Bay was just going to come down. They played a bad game. They were going to sneak out with a shitty win. Nope, sure didn't.
Well, at least the Patriots won.
Fuck them.
I was actually pissed that Blunt didn't like his one touchdown didn't count, because that was fantasy points for me. I was like, yeah. Then they're like, nope, get called back. I'm like, fuck you.
Ugh, fantasy running backs. I'm actually starting what's his name, Bell from Detroit this week, because I have no one else.
But then again, I root for New England because I like New England. Like I said, they're my number three team. But I'll never officially buy anything of theirs, even though I kind of want to buy a Tom Brady jersey.
I kind of want to buy a Tom Brady jersey too, to wipe my ass and then set the motherfucker on fire.
All right, got some more tweets. I should start tweeting hashtag Go Patriots, but you're not reading them, so it doesn't make any more sense.
Yeah.
All right, a tweet for me. Don't spoil the at Giants game for Anthony Vigilant landing. Oh, that was a tweet to Andy. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, he probably
Which actually, no one Ant was watching, because it wasn't a late game.
Oh, that's right. It was the 4 o'clock game for us.
Yeah. Another one. Here's one from Ant. Wonder if the Browns want to trade a first round draft pick for TJ Yates. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Yeah.
That would be funny, though.
No, we have Johnny Manziel.
Uh-huh.
And right here is where the song will go.
Fuck this song.
I'm not gonna put it in there. Or am I? And welcome back. No, I'm kidding. You hate that song so much. I love it. It's my Johnny Manziel song. I'm actually staring at my Johnny Manziel jersey.
I hate the fact that the guy's done nothing. Nothing! And people celebrate him like he's the second coming.
Have you been to Cleveland? Or have you seen our quarterbacks?
There's been better quarterbacks come through the system than Johnny Manziel.
But everybody we have is always shit. We have
until they go somewhere else and actually perform well. Look what Brian Hoyer was doing until he got hurt. He was pretty fucking proficient as a quarterback.
Look how Colt, bad example.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean Manziel's the best of them. He's not the best quarterback on the team right now.
Then what?
Huh?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, I said he's not the best quarterback on the team right now.
Who is it?
Fucking Johnny Manziel.
Who is?
McCown.
McCoy.
McCoy. Yeah, McCoy. Because you just said his fucking name, goddammit.
I don't think McCown's that good.
McCown's a better quarterback than Johnny Manziel right now. Difference is, McCown is not the future. That's the only difference.
McCown is... He's just like Brian Hoyer. Anything and everything that needs to be seen of those two quarterbacks, you've already seen it. There's nothing else there.
I understand that. But that doesn't mean he's worse than Manziel. Manziel right now is a worse quarterback than both of those guys. Now, he may develop into something better, but right now, as it stands, Manziel is down there too.
I don't know. I still think Manziel has, I'm not going to say a lot more potential.
If you had to win a game Sunday, you had to win the game. Which one are you playing, McCown or Manziel?
I'm biased. I'd pick Manziel because you got to remember, I've seen the best of McCown, and I still think, when I think of McCown, I think Tampa Bay. I don't think Chicago.
So let's figure out which one the outlier is. Chicago did fairly well. Cleveland, when he's been in the game, did fairly well. Tampa Bay, he did bad. So which one of those two those three is the outlier?
You're defined fairly good on the Bears and the Browns.
Can throw for at least 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and probably a pick.
Those are great fantasy stats. Okay, yeah, we want to talk about fantasy-wise, but that's...
What else do you want your quarterback to do?
Win.
Dude, they can't win if nobody... If Cleveland can't stop anybody and can't not get penalties... What?
Texans got to win on Monday night with a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, and why was that? Because penalties, poor play calls, poor play from the fucking quarterback, drops from the receivers. So it was a multitude of things that caused them to lose. So one player isn't a whole team. I mean, hell, Aaron Rodgers, if that was true, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady would win every single game, but they don't.
Well, Tom Brady this year has.
Yeah, this year. Do you really think he's going to go 19-0? Come on now.
There's a part of me that really wants them to.
Now, especially now that they've lost Edelman pretty much for the rest of the year.
Edelman, that is big. I forgot about Edelman. Yeah, that's huge.
But Deion Lewis, their best running back, is now gone for the season. Edelman's gone for the rest of the regular season. It's pretty much Gronk and a bunch of has-beens.
You still have Brady there.
I'm talking about that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm talking about the team in general, and then you have the mastermind that is fucking Belichick.
Yeah, but the only way that mastermind wasn't Belichick in Cleveland for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the Cleveland offense do?
I don't remember, but I know we got rid of him.
Yeah, because he wasn't winning any games. It takes players to win games too.
All right, we got one more tweet.
Yeah, we need to wrap this up here real quick.
Last one is from Ant the Vigilante. He says, Andy Dalton needs to get some ginger hair on those balls of his. Pussy. Hashtag on Phillies picks.
Yeah, I agree, I think. I'm not sure what colored ball hair he has.
I'm sure.
I'll take Ant's word for it. He must have inspected.
All right, that'll do it for us. Wrap for the show. Any final remarks?
Nah, just at the Mop Jockey and the Mop Jockey on Xbox. If anybody will come fucking play with me, assholes.
Who day?
No, not this week.
No, who day are you talking about?
What?
Who dat?
Who dat? Everybody, evidently. Kirk Cousins.
I still want to see a Saints Bengals Super Bowl just so we can have who dat versus who day.
Yeah, that ain't happening this year. And not going to happen in the foreseeable future.
Do you know who would be a great halftime show?
The Bengals?
The Who. And after the Super Bowl, we can have a special episode of Doctor Who. It would be the Who Bowl.
Yeah, that's going too far.
Shut up. All right, that'll do it for us here on NFL Easy Picks. You can email us, NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. You can tweet us or even follow us on Twitter at NFL Easy Picks. And you can use hashtag NFL Easy Picks on Twitter, and your tweets will be read here on the show. So for the Mob Jockey, for FTW, for Tom Brady's deflated balls, that would be the conclude the end of regulation time.